Spanish and black.
Yo.
What up, fellas?
What's going on?
Up?
Man, y'all good? Y'all good?
Yeah, what about y'all?
We good, man. We good. We done dined at Cafe Jenkins. We good.
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo weekend.
Okay.
We good.
Oh, yeah. You see the avatar. Somebody had to rep for Cinco.
Oh, wow.
For
really?
True.
Just noticed that.
True.
All right.
Good to hear you, fellas. I'm back with the boys today.
All right, we appreciate it.
All right, what's going on?
Yes, sir. I'm back with the boys, and we'll see how this thing go. I think we on a.
All right. We got a brand new episode, Run and Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
I'm Ro.
Hey, man.
Dale.
JP.
All right, y'all. How was y'all week?
Man, it was good. It was good.
Yes, sir. Good week, right. Brothers.
Still trying to make a dollar, trying to make 15 cents turn into a dollar.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Tonight's topic is... Do ladies today have a man's mentality?
Wow.
Hey, fellas,
so what do y'all think?
We're going to keep this really real tonight,
yes, sir.
Man.
Hey, and we're not going to just pick on the ladies alone. We're going to look at the men's. Hopefully, with you fellas, we'll be able to look at the men's next. But I think today, we need to look at the ladies.
Oh, yeah,
all
absolutely.
All right, well, we got G-Man. They reconnecting. But, Ro, how you feel about the topic?
I think it is. I think it depends on the what the situation is.
Hey, Rodolph, this
yeah.
JP here, which you know. But think about this, Rodolph. Steve Harvey wrote a book titled Think Like a Man. Now, the book wasn't written for men. The book was written for women.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Steve Harvey has been divorced twice. And he's on his third marriage, yet he's telling women to think like a man. I hate the fact that I hadn't read the book, but I've heard some of the things that were in the
movie.
Yeah, okay. And Dale said that in the movie, so I think there's someone that's, we got somebody familiar with some of the things. But the worst thing we could tell all women is to think like a man.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Think about this. The relationships are bad enough as they're, and let's not look at other races. Let's just look at the black race. They're saying that the black race in the black woman is the least married of all races.
Yeah.
Yes, the lowest marriage rate of all races. There's more baby daddies within the black race.
That's right.
These are things that are just facts. More baby daddies. Think about it. So, why would black women think like a man?
Because we're going to jump into the deep end of the pool in a little while. And like I said, some of the things we say, I mean, they're debatable, you know, but they're men opinions, you know. We got some dating experience. We got some marriage experience. So like I said, it's not so much of a challenge, but we encourage women to engage. You know, we encourage men to engage.
Yes, sir.
This is a conversation that, again, as long as God's making men and women, it's something that we need to look into.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we find that the question is, do ladies today have a man's mentality? And
yeah.
So I think it's a good topic. And as I said, we're not picking on the ladies, but it's a question.
Mm-hmm. G-Man, what's your thoughts on
that? I really don't have one because if you think about it, on a for real, ladies do have, if we really think about it, like, ladies do want to be like us, you know what I'm saying? You got one person who said that they slept with 35 men, okay? I mean, you got a guy who would say, I slept with 35, but he would tell a woman, I know I only had sex with two. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, the mentality part of it, it's real. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's real when it comes down to things like that, and especially when they start making their money. You know what I'm saying? Most ladies, if I've been taking care of a household for, let's just say, 15 years, and all of a sudden my lady all of a sudden became a doctor, and I put her to school to be a doctor and all that stuff like that, she started making more money than I. You better believe, man, her mentality is going to change
mm-hmm.
when it comes down to that. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm going to be like sitting up there being like, oh, man, mm-hmm. you know?
And fellas, too many cases I've heard where the husband or the boyfriend put the wife or the girlfriend through college only for her to dump him because she all of a sudden after she got the education, he wasn't good enough for her anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
why was he good mm-hmm. enough for her when she was getting the education? And now all of a sudden that she's gotten the education, she's not good enough. Now, here's another thought. Black women think that black men have an issue with them getting educated. No, black men love their black women to be educated. But what the black man does not like is when the black lady takes that education and she uses it against him and she belittles him and she puts him down and she treats him as if he's a nobody once she gets the education. And I'm not talking about all black women, but we're speaking in general.
Mm-hmm.
That's facts.
You know, recently, you know, we've had the ladies with the college championship, and you know there was a big discrepancy.
Yes. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
The number one player in the country, number one player in the world.
Who's that? LeBron James?
No, female.
Female.
Oh, he's a LeBron James.
Yeah, you know they offered her, they contracted her for $76,000. You take that same title and put it on a man,
yes.
again, that triples, that quadruples.
Yes.
So again, we understand what women are going through. Like I said, so we're not unsympathetic.
That's right.
But at the end of the day,
yes.
again, like I said, we that have lifted these ladies up to be queens,
yes.
when they have a situation to somewhat be in power, they forget how they got there. They forget that sometimes, and again, they're going to hate this, but some people call it the man's world.
That's right.
It's mm-hmm. a man's world. It's a man's world.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, for us men,
it won't be nothing
without a woman.
Without a woman.
Without a girl.
That's right.
G-Man putting down facts tonight.
Yes, yes.
We wouldn't have anything without her, and we haven't forgotten her.
Yes.
And then some say, well, as soon as brothers make it, they find white women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. NFL draft in recent.
They find white, you know, they find white women.
Well, yes. But why is that, though? I mean, so good if you think question. About it, so why do we actually turn from our race to go to the whites?
Here's,
I mean, I'm just saying, not even the whites,
got an answer
but
for
any
you.
Any kind.
Here's the answer, my understanding of that whole situation. My understanding why these black players are in college and they are working towards being their best version of themselves. They're working to be the best football players they can be. NFL draft is what these guys are talking about. The black women have no dealings with them because they're asking, what can he do for me now? Whereas the white women are looking at the future. They're saying, well, you know, if I sacrifice now for this guy. He's an investment. You hit it right on, Dale, you hit it right on the head. So, what we've got to look at is the black women's got to get a new mentality of investing in their men, where we find that most of them are beat down their men and say, I'm not going to build no man up for him to leave me for another woman. Well, that's why we see what's going on in this NFL draft with the men that were drafted. A large majority of them were already with white females. Because from my understanding, these females all throughout their college years have invested in them and have supported them, have actually financially supported them, perhaps helping them while they was in college, helped them through their classes, putting their investment in them. So that's the issue.
I would love to hear some female perspectives A young man, nowhere near NFL, nowhere near NBA. Again, he was attracted to white women. And I reminded him that his mother was one of the strongest black women I've ever known. Mm-hmm. And I said, what's the attraction? She's, and again, and just polite and professional as he could be, he said, sir, right now my relationship with white women, they simply seem to be more supportive.
Yeah.
Yes.
They don't seem to want as much from me or as demanding, because I've tried to date women like my mother, mm-hmm. because I respect my mom, but it seems that I'm just drawn back to white women that puts no demands on me, that seems to encourage me, that seems to support me. They let me get in my moods or my zones and give me room to be me, to come out of it without harping on it, without dwelling on it. So like I said, I see the drawbacks. I see where he's coming from. But at the end of the day, I would love to hear from some sisters with some thoughts about this subject.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just old school. I love my queens. Yeah. But I'm man enough and strong enough to know if I have to do.
Yeah, yeah. And to admit that something's going on we would like to understand.
Yeah.
And then there was silence.
Everybody got
quiet.
We was in silence. We waiting on a response.
It was in sincere for reflection.
Mm-hmm.
We've said a lot.
Yes.
And like I said, again, we don't mind being challenged. We don't mind being redirected. But like I said, at the end of the day, we're three men, five men that, like I said, has had dealings with many women over our years.
Yeah.
Like I said, I have a young daughter myself, and I see some of the struggles that she's endured. Yeah. But again, I knew how I raised her.
Uh-huh.
I knew to encourage her to deal with black men. But like I said, if she fell in love with a Caucasian,
yes,
that's who she loves.
Yes. Right.
But at the end of the day, I tried my best to let her see in her father, a black man,
yes,
what she needs to see.
Yes.
I don't disrespect her mother.
Mm-hmm.
I come home every day. I make sure that she needed for nothing, her mother needed for nothing. And like I said, I denied self.
Yeah.
You know, on more than one occasion,
oh, yeah,
you know, so yeah, that they can have. But that's what we as men do.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes we can be little boys.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But like I said, at the end of the day, I put nothing ahead of my wife and my daughter.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yes. And what you find out is amazing that I have a daughter, Dale have a daughter. And G-Man have a daughter. And I think we all feel the same way. We all feel the same way. We want to demonstrate to them with all. And what's unique about us three, of course there's five of us, four to five are married, is that we want to demonstrate what it means to show love and respect to our wives. As Dale said, our queen. But what we want to know is that what's going on to the point that we're not seeing this thing reciprocated in the generation of younger women now. Any thoughts on the situation from anybody, any listener?
And even you, my brothers, you guys got any thoughts? We've been doing a lot of talking.
Yes.
We're not here to take over this conversation. You know, but like I said, again, we think it's a great topic. Like I said, we don't discourage our strong women. But in the same token, like I said, I think there's a role for everybody to play. And everybody got to play their role.
Yeah.
And know their position.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a message.
What is a man's mentality exactly?
He said, what's a man's mentality exactly?
A man's mentality. I'm glad that question was asked.
Great question.
Yes. I'm going to let these other two guys, but I'm going to answer it first. Women tend to think that they know what men want, but they never ask men what they want, what makes them happy. But I'm telling you right now what makes, you know, we find out this BBL, Brazilian butt lift. Men don't care about that. Fake eyelashes, fake hair. Men don't care about that.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Because think about the NBA players.
Men don't care about that. Men don't care about that.
Yes. You want to keep it.
Men want women that are beautiful in spirit. Meaning, they look at the outside. They want good looking women, but then in addition to being good looking on the outside, without all the makeup, without the bad attitudes, men don't want women that are uncooperative, disrespectful, bad attitudes. But they want women, and contrary to what people say about slavery, we don't want slaves, but we want women. The woman was put here to be if you believe what the Bible says, a man's helpmeet. And so men want women that support them, and men want women that back them, and they got to back each other, and they're going to build together. They're going to show respect for one another. And in addition to perhaps looking good, even if they don't, you'll find that they want women that are beautiful on the inside.
That's right.
I'll be honest with you, fellas. You hit it, James. And JP, when you said, I want to be respected.
Yes.
I want to be honored.
Yes.
I want to feel like after I've worked these 40, 50, mm-hmm. 60 hours a week, mm-hmm. that I didn't do it for nothing.
Yes, sir.
You know, sometimes just a thank you. You know, I'm glad to see you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, when I come home, there's a meal, you know, ready, you know. And sometimes, again, if they don't say a word.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that. I want to be able to feel like I've treated you like my queen.
Yes.
You've been yes. there for me. Yes. I'm not abandoning you. And on my worst days,
yes.
I love you more than you'll ever realize.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
On my worst day.
That's yes. right.
You know, so that's where I am in my head and my heart.
Yes.
And like I said, young girls haven't captured that because some young guys haven't realized the value of a good woman. You know, like I said, again, I can see, I've seen some with the weave. I can see some with the eyelashes. And again, men are visual. I'll say that. Men are visual, but at the end of the day,
that's
when
right.
you strip all that stuff down,
yes.
I just want to know you're there.
Yes.
You're going to be in my corner. That's
yes.
it.
Yes. Rodol, Gerard, what do you think mm-hmm. about this subject? And thoughts on it?
What you got, bro?
I'm thinking.
Because you guys are
I mean, I think
yes. And you know, Steve Harvey, I'm going on to another. We're on the same subject. But Steve Harvey wrote a book. And I regret that I have not read the book. But Steve Harvey wrote a book telling women. It wasn't addressed to me, and it was addressed to women. Think like a man. Well, we don't need women thinking like a man, and we don't need men thinking like women. God, if you believe what I believe, God put men here to think like men. He put women here to think like women. I have been with my wife some 30-something years, and I'm glad she thinks, and she's not perfect. I'm not perfect, but I'm glad she thinks like a woman. If she didn't think like a woman, I don't think I'd want to be with her. And I try to always
say. So you saying, does she think like a man?
She get to think like a man. Hear me. Hear me. I'm not coming home to another dude.
Yeah.
I'm coming home to my wife. I am not coming home, fellas, to another dude. It'll probably be as you know, again talking, most divorces are initiated by women.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So why? Why is that, though?
Yeah. You're starting to think like men.
So I mean, yeah.
So you think? So you guys honestly think that? that is true.
Yes,
that is true.
It became to the point where we're no longer enough.
Yes, I made my wife.
They can do it on their own.
We're not enough.
Anymore.
Oh, okay. I made my wife very mad when I told her that most divorces are initiated by women.
And what she said?
She decided to go to YouTube and Google it for herself.
And then you were right, right?
Yeah, she found out that 70 to 80% of divorces are initiated by the woman. And,
yes, sir.
It's 70 to 80%, not 7 to 8%. And most of the time it was because of one reason. The woman decided she was no longer happy in the marriage. And then they asked, well, was he a good man? They said, yes, he was a good man, but I'm no longer happy. So I can't figure that one out.
I want to, again, like I said, for those that don't know, we consider ourselves Christian men.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says that a woman should, you know, men should love their wives as Christ has loved the church. There's no part in the Bible where it says a woman should love her husband.
Uh-huh.
It's just not there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there.
Yeah, it's not there.
It's
not.
It's
right.
Not.
It may not be there, fellas, but I want my baby to love me.
I get it.
Why we gotta love them? Dale, I messed up now.
But why we gotta love them more than they love us?
The Bible says,
oh, Lord have mercy.
As Christ, I'll wait. Find where he says a woman should love her husband.
G-Man, Dale is right.
It's just not in there.
So God knew what he was.
If you look, it's not there.
So that's not fair, man.
It's not in there, though.
So, but that's not. JP, I don't need you to say anything. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
Well, but it's not in there.
But I know it's not. I read it.
You read it three times.
I read it three times.
I got so much respect for you. You've read it three times. And again, I haven't read it three times. I just have it. But it's not there.
It's not there.
Hey, y'all, we got two messages.
Wives, be obedient to your own husband.
Before you play the message.
And say you got to love him.
No.
Play the message. But why we got to suffer as men, dog?
I'm suffering now. So, yeah.
You can play it, brother.
You're suffering now.
I'm suffering.
Wow. But we got two messages that's been sitting here.
Deep in the pool now.
Yeah, and we're about to drown. All
right, I'm about to play the messages.
I just want to know, what does it mean for a woman to act like a man? I don't understand that concept.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
Go ahead. Now I'm gonna say this real quick. Since you know, y'all brought up the book. The reason why he wrote the book was to even the playing field.
You have men that
play the game. Yeah. They play relationships like games. So what he did was he just took that, gave some of that to the women in the book to even the playing field. That's all it is about. Even in the playing field.
Do I agree with it?
No, but that was basically. What I got from the book.
Okay.
Thank you, bro. Hey, you brought some up though. See, now here's the problem with that whole issue. Steve Harvey would say even out the playing field, and that makes sense.
So how you
he got daughters?
But how he getting even out the playing field and his wife sitting there baking cookies with the baker?
Here's the problem with that.
Are being safe with the bodyguard.
The bodyguard.
These fellas know.
He fist bumping her in the hips.
Yes. Mm. Hey, here's the thing with that, fellas.
How you can beat
Steve
cookies?
Harvey?
No.
Back to a dope dealer.
Not one dope dealer, but two dope dealers.
She got a deal.
Marjorie had two dope dealers.
Why you gotta call her name now?
Everybody know you go on YouTube. Marjorie was married to two dope drug. Marjorie, I'ma say the third.
Hey,
I can't get sued for it because
we got one. We got one more message.
Marjorie was married to
one more message. Yeah, one more before y'all really get cranked up. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and play this.
I know, but.
Also, I'm at work, so I may sound terrible, That's why I haven't left a message. But shout out to the panel. How are you?
How are you keeping the faith of myself out as well? But if you could just tell me what a man's mentality is, if you could, just for the sake of conversation.
Y'all heard that?
G-Man was trying to explain it to us, but what we got?
She wanted to she wanted to know our last message. What's a man's mentality? She wanted the explanation.
I got an easy answer, but I'm gonna let the fellas, if they don't, then I will. Go ahead. Okay. A man's mentality is not to be a cheater, not to go out here and mess with a whole bunch of women, but to take care of his baby. It is to provide.
But
for,
ladies do that, though. Yeah, yeah. I mean, so if you think about it, ladies do the opposite.
Do what?
They take care of their babies, but they also have somebody on the side.
Take care of their baby.
Think about it. You working 60 hours a week. And
she got a side dude.
And you don't know she got it.
Because you work 60 hours a week.
You're working 60 hours a week. Look.
And you older now.
And think about G-Man it.
You ain't bringing the thunder like you used to.
No, but if you think about it, that cubicle in that office, wink, wink.
Work husband.
Peter across there and say, hey, you know we work husband. Let me go buy you a drink. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Fellas, yeah. I don't know what that.
Next thing you know, Peter and your girl, they sitting up in the stall. You know what I'm saying? What'd you do tonight, homie? Well, you know, I me and Peter. Whoa, Peter. What the heck? You said Peter.
God dang it. Patricia.
No, Dale, Peter. I don't know what G-Man.
But I'm just saying in general, but just if you really think about the situation is that you have more ladies that think more highly of themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Selfish.
And then you got
selfish
about that too.
And so
selfish. You think more than you ought.
Selfish.
Of yourself more than you ought.
But do we as men,
selfish?
So let me ask you a question now. So do we as men let them think highly of
themselves?
Yes,
we do.
And do they do the same for us?
We
know. What I mean? So
no,
they
don't do the same for us.
We snore in the bed. They don't tell us when they don't hit us.
My wife hit me about 50 times a night. Tell me, quit.
Well, you need to get some mass, man.
So,
you need to get
so
a mass
what? What I'm saying is this: the mentality of men. Everybody know it, but it seems like the women, as they call. We're not speaking on all women, but we're speaking on what we call the modern woman, the modern female. They are selfish. I've seen it with myself. I got two granddaughters, and I see it all the time with them. I say, boy, y'all are selfish.
Did you raise them to be selfish?
No, not at all. Her boyfriend will give her his physical.
Think about it.
I did not raise her to be that way.
She had to see that from somewhere.
Her grandmother, her mother, or I did not raise her that way.
You're
not going to change it, G-Man. She is selfish as hell. Yes. And her boyfriend would give her his vehicle. She would burn out his gas. He would give her money to spend, and she would drive his vehicle all day long. And then I watched him call her and say he was off of work to come pick him up, and she had a nerve to fuck.
But the thing is that's a man would do the same thing.
Yeah.
A man would take a young lady's car, drive
no,
off.
Yeah. A Pookie and a Ray Ray would do that. Pookie and Ray Ray won't just take the car and drive a gas. He'll steal her car.
But think about it, y'all.
Pookie and Ray Ray will come to the job, get her car. She don't even know it's gone. But I seen that myself my job.
Think about
Pookie
it.
Pookie come there and got the woman's car. She worked all night. She got an off of work. Come
that
out there to get her car. Her car
gone.
Was gone. Pookie and Ray Ray. Ain't that's what you ladies say?
Well,
you
they
like?
Love them, though.
Pookies and Ray Ray.
They love them.
I can tell you, the five guys here are not Pookies and Ray Rays.
No, but you think about it for a second. Like, we all done been a Pookie.
I ain't never been a Pookie.
You ain't never been a Pookie. You ain't never drive somebody else's car around.
No, we G-Man, all, G-Man, we all had a car that G-Man we got tell drive. On himself.
No, think about it.
Dale over here shaking his head.
So I need people to understand this. You're not a Pookie. You never was a Pookie.
Let me tell you something. I wasn't a Pookie, but I would be a
Pookie. You was a Ray Ray.
I was a Pookie or a Ray Ray. But if I had to date again outside of my baby, I would be a Pookie and a Ray Ray. Yeah.
We got a message.
That make you that way. See, I'm not really confused, but it's more like a blank stare because we're speaking about modern women. I am pretty sure that you guys are like from the old school, up in age. No disrespect though, but you use the word modern women where we have social media, I'm sorry for cussing. We have drama on TV, we have The Housewives, we have Lifetime, we have everything. Basically pushing us away from men, basically.
Yes.
Well, I agree 100% with you.
And she is correct. Yeah. The four of y'all are up in age.
Yes. Hey, what? Here's what you have.
What you say?
Wait, what?
What is it?
Hey,
but you know what? Carry on. Right by us, didn't you, man?
What you talking about?
Carry that one on. Carry on.
Because we are old school.
Hey, the problem with that, ain't nothing wrong with old school, though. Ain't nothing wrong with old school. All we can do is compare the past with the future. Shall I say the present? And so, Road Dogg, y'all got any thoughts on that? But she's right. Now think about this. What greater accomplishment is there in government than to bring a friction, a breakup of the black family? So men believe that this was done intentionally. Think about it. How many times you
don't went inside a grocery store and you see a woman pushing a buggy, her kid pushing one,
and she pushing one.
You get what I'm saying?
So the
man ain't there.
Don't let no one fool you. The black family, the black man, the black woman is an amazing race. And there was nothing
we love our
better. There's nothing better that could have been done by society than to bring separation, to bring a breakup, or to destroy that black family.
Yeah.
So this was all intentional.
The young lady nailed it, though. I'd love to hear from her some more, but she's got a lot of wisdom.
She got like two messages, and yeah, she has a lot of wisdom to know that four of the five people in the panel are old school. I'm just saying. Before I press this next message,
I believe.
Why you keep saying that though?
Old school. We're just trying to act younger.
I was saying.
But I, you know, I don't have a problem naming the four. Dale, JP, you know, G-Man, Roe, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go ahead and press this message.
Go ahead and press the message of Bobby Womack.
Womack is a bad boy.
I hear Al Green. I hear you.
There's no such thing as morals and standards in 2024. A lot of us worry about what the next person have and, you know, what she got that I don't got type stuff. sir, it's a lot. It's a lot of reasons why women have this quote-unquote men's mentality. Did you ever think it was to protect herself? Like, minus the influence, that we have, but maybe it's to protect herself. Like, maybe her feminine, you know what I'm saying, it's not getting her where she needs to be, so she got to be a little bit more aggressive.
I'm going to say this. I would love to sit down with this young lady one day, but I get where she's coming from. Yeah, sometimes now with these young guys, these young ladies have to guard their hearts. They have to be a little harder. I hate that. It should never have been like that. But again, sitting back and being older, I get where she's coming from, and I respect where she's coming from. She had to adjust her game because of all the BS that's out here right now. I get that.
All right. Got another message. You want to say something before I play the message?
No, go ahead and play it, bro.
All
right. And that's who, you know, it's a ridiculous gender war going on. Like, who's better? There's no who's better. There's no who's smarter. We were here together for each other. I don't understand why people feed into the woman and man. Like, I don't understand it. I don't get it, because we're supposed to be helping each other. But like I said, it's so many influences. And you have to think, like, maybe some of these, again, some of these women never had fathers, and they was raised by independent, strong black women. And that's how that woman or that grandmother raised their kids up to be. I don't think women. Well, I don't.
You know what's so sad about this?
Right. Okay, she got one more. I'm gonna go ahead and play it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I personally don't want to be a man. Shit, I work 13 hours every day. Like every day, like literally every day, probably got like 2 days if I'm lucky off. Like, I didn't sign up for this shit. But speaking of the modern days, these modern men, we have to learn how to protect ourselves. That's all I'm saying. Cause these modern men, like, ain't shit. I'm sorry.
Hey, all right. We hear you on that. Juicy, we hear you on that. What we find, Juicy, is that, yes, you got issues with the men also, but what has happened is that social media has played a very important part in that, in showing that, I mean, it has shown the bad side of females and of women.
Yeah. And because, guys, too.
And no. Yeah, you rarely ever see a guy on social media.
Yeah, you see a guy, Come on now.
I can tell you the last time I seen
you see the rainbow. Man. It's a bunch of rainbows in the sky. Nothing.
What you talking about, D?
I ain't going to tell y'all. They take advantage of the whole alphabet.
Yeah, well, anyway, so, yeah, we got guys out there. But you got to remember, these are the bad boys that the ladies say they want. They say that they're bored with the good man that works 9 to 5 or eight to five, and they come home every day. You know what? They're not at the club. They're not out there cheating. They're not out there doing drugs. But this generation, not all, and we're just speaking in general. This generation of women, just speaking in general, say that they want a bad boy.
Let me just go ahead and tell you this.
He's not boring.
This generation right here don't cook no more. They don't clean no more. I'm going to say it just like that.
Well, how about how about this? This generation may expect the women to cook and to clean, but we also expect the man to do his part. He is to be the provider. He is to be the provider.
No, no,
he is to be the protector.
We ain't gotta be the
provider. If the woman
is gotta be the provider.
Let me tell you something.
I'm gonna be the provider.
If you expect a woman to clean and to cook and to wash,
they got a job like us. They can provide the same way.
Well, let me tell you something. Fellas, we about to fall out over here.
Let me tell you something.
Well,
not here.
Let me mute just so we can have this conversation.
No, no mute.
No mute. Oh, they really did mute, didn't
it? It's no good. Hey, if we expect the women to wash, to clean, to cook, to do all of these things, the men have their responsibility
let me ask you a question,
to provide and protect.
Let me ask you a question, brother.
And for G-Man and Dale said they haven't been taught.
No, they haven't been taught.
Well,
guess what?
Someone need to teach them.
Guess what? Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Because you close iron tomorrow? Right now?
Hell yeah.
No, okay, so
my baby my baby old school now.
You close iron right now.
Yes, she ironed.
Let me go in my house.
Don't hurt your feelings.
Let me go in my house right now and say,
roll down
my clothes right now.
Fellas,
what the heck?
If I tell my baby
my clothes.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Let me finish this. Listen to me. So that woman will look at me and say, I'm in your clothes right now. What?
If I tell my baby, wife, okay, y'all so not listening. If I say, hey, I need this iron, get what? She irons.
Okay, so, let me tell you this.
She's going to wash.
The last time I had some iron, guess where it came from?
I ain't ironed nothing in you.
It came from Lee Cleaters.
hey, I haven't ironed nothing. I know he's showing up, but I haven't ironed. I couldn't tell you the last time I have ironed anything.
Look.
I have not ironed nothing in 30 years.
You ever heard of the show Pootie Tang?
No.
You Pootie Tang.
I'm Pootie Tang. Or whatever the hell it is. I have
not. We got 3 minutes.
But guess what? My baby knows. But guess what? When I crawl up under her car to change that oil, she's not under that whip.
Listen to what you said. You crawl under what? The sheep?
The car to change that oil. She's not under there with me. She say, baby, I got this problem, guess what? She's not there with me. Hey, so we all have a role to play. And that has not changed over these thousands of years. The woman was put here to be a man's help meet. And if she'll do that part, and if the man will do his part, things
falling on.
Yeah. As they're Dale pointed out, go ahead, Dale. I'm a hush.
These youngsters haven't learned that.
They haven't, Dale. And whose fault is it, Dale?
Traditionally, the role hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
But sad, they have changed.
They've changed.
Think about it for a second. Hold up. So think about the dynamic of the conversation. So we have ladies that actually, and guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's a totally, like she said, it's totally different, like from when we grew up and all that stuff.
We
watched certain things in our family took place, right?
Yeah.
So now,
you and Dale?
So now in a modern situation, and Road Dogg and
Gerard, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they old school.
So now you seen something totally different.
Yeah.
So think about
what's the problem?
I'll tell you this now. So don't get offended, nobody. But when you walk in your house and your mom tootsie rolling and dropping in like a hot while she cooking.
Yeah. She's, what's the other term? Twerking.
I'm saying. These are totally different moms. Now, you remember back in the days, the mom used to have the little apron on.
I want y'all to understand that moms, grandma, Gigi, big mama, it's going to change. They're hanging out in clubs together.
Yes.
Man, what you talking about?
They're clubbing together.
Hey. I just see
sometimes big mama got a boyfriend as old as young as the grandson child.
Man, I just seen
the roles have changed.
Are we being unfair to the women?
No, I ain't being unfair. No, look, listen what I'm saying. Wait.
I just seen
are we being unfair to the women? No, I just seen something.
I thought it was just
I just seen something on TikTok the other day, and I'm after I said this, I'm gonna be quiet for a little bit. I just seen something on TikTok.
Easy going, G-Bang.
TikTok said, "Can you tell who's the mom and daughter?"
But
when you read the little comment, the mom had her when she was 15, so of course you can't tell.
Yeah, you can't tell.
You know what I'm saying?
So.
We got four messages.
Mom is still trying.
We got like four of them.
So you guys go get your message played, man. We don't want to interrupt your program.
Hey, these women gonna.
And then it's the, you know, hey, we got to take it back to the government. They created a space for women to be independent. Why? Because they wanted to knock that family. They wanted to knock the structure, the morals. They wanted to knock that shit out. So it was like, hey, women, you don't need a man. You can do this shit on your own. But again, we need men. We need our black men, or melanated men, not black. But we need our melanated men, and our melanated men need us. The fuck? So it's a little bit irritating. I'm only 31 years old. I was raised by my grandfather, and I was raised by my uncles and my male cousins. So I have a little bit of men mentality, if that's what you want to call it. I don't know.
She got another message.
Yeah, but we have Susie to thank for this bullshit, because Susie and Karen and Mary Jo, they wanted to be equal to their partner and get treated like the men do. They and our goofy asses just went right along with it, just like they do everything else, just create fucking chaos, and we just fall for the shit. But I'm not an advocate. The fuck, like, we need each other. We need our fucking men, our leaders back. The fuck. So yeah, that's what I'm for. I'm for togetherness.
Juicy, will you marry me?
Oh wow! I don't think that's legal at all.
Juicy,
I don't think that's legal.
I'm married already, but
marriage between a man and a woman is legal.
Yeah.
That's a good
Juicy,
thing.
Maybe I can have me.
So let me just.
I can have me two wives.
Wait, let me tell you this.
Two wives.
So he wanna.
He can afford two.
Yeah, I can afford two. Maybe three, Juicy.
So he just wanna be a Neo.
What's a Neo?
You want one arm or one another?
I'm gonna applaud Juicy.
Yes.
I'm gonna applaud her because everything she said is on point.
Mm-hmm.
And again, she is looking at this little panel as we are older.
Yes.
But again, I'm identifying. She's setting some light for us older guys.
Yes,
but
wisdom.
She has to, like I said, sometimes she got to guard her heart now.
Yes.
Because these young boys just ain't getting it.
Mm-hmm.
If they find an easy end, they're gonna take it.
Yes.
You know, they're not gonna do the things that we have done or willing to do.
So, you know, Juicy, I'm going to tell you this. You just need to go ahead and get someone that's 40-something years old to teach you the right way and all that stuff.
Teach
like
her the
that.
Right way?
Yeah, I mean, because it seemed like the 31-year-old and the 32-year-old, they got issues. But I'm not talking about JP, because you say you want one on one arm and one on the other. No.
Hey, fellas, think about it. King David had many. Don't even talk about King Solomon. I can handle them. I know I can handle three.
Okay. You can handle three. You
can't handle three. My wife might not go for three, but
what the hell?
I can handle three.
Sound like JP having a flashback. Three.
Exactly.
hey, fellas.
All right, we got two more messages.
In a way, like me listening to my melanated goddesses, you know, about these subjects, to me it just sound like a defensive mechanism. Honestly, like that's just how they gotta be to make it out here. It's fucked up because they get so, you know, I guess I don't even want to say strong-minded, because there's nothing wrong with a woman.
This is the last one.
Brothers, did y'all get that?
No.
I couldn't make it out.
Juicy, if you wanna spin the block on that last message, because we really couldn't like hear it.
Yeah. Hey, what was that last message? Dale had to go.
Mm-hmm.
He had a situation come up, so I was actually telling him goodbye. What was the last message?
Oh, the one before that last one.
Yeah, the one that you was telling us that we could actually say something about. What was it? Do y'all remember?
I'm about to pull it up now.
All right, it's my fault. Yeah, Dale had
an emergency situation.
And in a way, like me listening to my melanated goddesses, you know, about these subjects, to me it just sound like a defensive mechanism, honestly. Like that's just how they gotta be to make it out here. It's fucked up because they get so, you know, I guess I don't even want to say strong minded, because there's nothing wrong with a woman being strong minded, but they get so caught up in the lifestyle, I'll say that, and then that's when they get to feeling like they don't need a man. But regardless of if we want to admit it or not, like they're here for a purpose, just like we're here for a purpose.
Okay, I think they all muted out again.
Okay,
so
appreciate that message. And you're right. I think, and she's right. She mentioned that it being a defense mechanism, and that's nothing wrong with being the defense. They say the best offense is a great defense. So even as women, I want women to really pay attention, be careful, wash themselves when it comes to men.
You said wash themselves.
Wash themselves.
No, how you mean wash themselves?
I didn't say wash.
Watch.
Man.
Oh,
he say.
I said wash. I'm country as country as I can be, but I said wash themselves.
I thought G-man, you
said watch.
I thought you
said know what I said. Wash themselves when it comes to men.
Because you already talked about the BBL.
Yeah, the BBL, the Brazilian butt lift.
That's what you're talking about. They need to wash themselves.
No.
They need to wash off.
I want them to wash themselves when it comes to these.
Let me stop.
These pookies and ray-rays. Which,
man, it's a lot of pookies.
Which, yes.
In a couple shows ago, you said you was a pookie.
I used to be a pookie.
And you said you was a ray-ray.
I got too much money to be a pookie now.
Hey,
fellas, I got too much money to be a pookie now.
Yeah.
You tell the ladies that's on the show what you got on tonight. You got on your dang on your shit chain from your 20 inch chain.
I ain't got my chain on, G-Man. I ain't got my chain on. I got on a watch that my granddaughters and my daughter's bought.
But did a pookie bought you that?
Huh?
Remember you said G-Man
trying to twist it up, but it ain't gonna get me. There ain't no pookies in my family.
I thought you said you were a pookie.
I used to be a pookie.
So is a pookie in your
that
family?
That was a long time
ago. But
you
a pookie.
I am converted. I am just a good man. I ain't no damn pookie. G-Man got me cursing over here. I am not a pookie.
But, you know, if you think about, like, a lot of people don't understand, like, most ladies do think like a man.
And they should.
And the thing about it is the things that, and I hate to say, I know I'm probably going to get baptized for this.
I'm a baptized.
But a lot of people, like, the things that men get away with, a lot of ladies can't get away with.
No, they can't, because they're women. Here's the thing, y'all. I got to interrupt G-Man. Things that ladies get away with, men can't get away with. I want you to think about something. We holler the feminist movement. Well, now it seems to me, being a man, that women have more rights than the men do. There's nothing wrong with that, but they can say things, they can do things that men, but men, if men try to do those things, same things, oh man, they would get ate up. Women can talk about men, they can beat men down, they can call them fat, they can call them ugly, they can call them unattractive, they can call them broke, and it's, everybody laughs about it. But let men try the same things, then social media, the world turns against them on it. Court system. Men take women to court. And who's going to win in the end? The woman's probably going to get alimony. She's probably going to get the kids. She may get the house. She may get his retirement, part of his retirement. And she may get 50% of who knows what. But the system has turned, it seemed like it has flipped. Now it works against the man. And that's not just a black man, but that's against all American men. Why do you think the marriage rate has went down? I read a new report that said that only, 7 out of 1,000 people are marrying now. You know, the marriage rate has really dropped. And it said it's worst among the black population. And it shouldn't be that way. 7 out of 1,000 people are marrying now.
That's why it's best to go live in Atlanta, Charlotte, because you don't have to get married. I mean, it's a bunch of pretty women in Atlanta and Charlotte. You just walk around and say, hey, hi, how are you doing?
I don't think it works that good, though, because I see the people in Atlanta complaining. The women are complaining in Atlanta.
Why do women
complain?
The
men are complaining in Atlanta.
How they can complain if they don't want to meet nobody?
They want to
meet somebody.
They're saying there are no good men in Atlanta.
How they know?
The men are saying there are no good women in Atlanta.
And vice versa.
So what the heck going on?
So I hope somebody got a bunch of KY.
Yeah. Well,
KY
jail.
I thought he said KY.
Hey, fellas, you hear him talking. They got these. I ain't even gonna go there.
We got two messages.
Okay. Yeah, my apologies. I'm pulled over now. What I was saying is a traditional mindset I do not see it working in the modern today's world unless those people that are engaging with each other are already on the same wave. And the only reason why I'm saying this is because the title is Do Ladies Today Have a Man's Mentality, right? More women are gaining or moving masculine and aggressive. And not all, but the majority of men are becoming women. The roles are switching. And unfortunately, it's a lot of fuck niggas, a lot of broken niggas, broken men. Let me stop talking like that. It's a lot of broken men that women run into.
All right, I'm going to play the next one.
Hurt people, hurt people. It's a hurt people type of thing. Like, even... I don't, you know, even when a woman trying to get a job, you know, everything is sexualized, and you know what I'm saying? It's just like it's hard. It's hard for us in a lot of areas. So like I said, I don't see nothing wrong with a woman being more aggressive in her approach, in her tone, in her stance. Or with her mental. Now when it becomes wrong is when we feel like we are better than men and men ain't shit. That's when the problem come in.
Yes. So I agree 100% with what she just said. That, you know, like, but it goes both ways. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of us, like a lot of guys these days, they want their money. Like, if I should happen to live with someone and all this stuff like that, I'm going to tell you first off, I'm going to take care of the rent. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to take care of the rent. The reason why I'm going to take care of the rent, because I need her to take care of everything else. I need her to take care of the food, to buy the food. I can pay my own cell phone bill. But I could take care of every single thing in the house, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes down to her stuff and all that stuff like that, if she want more and all that, she gonna have to get more if we date. Now, for a marriage part of point of it, I only can talk about myself, you know what I'm saying? I'll take care of every single thing in my household. I'll take care of my house. I'll take care of the insurance, every single, the light bill, the phone bill. My wife only got to do is, what she got to do is that she got to just get grocery. I'll pay her car note and all that stuff. I'll pay my car note because I've been brought up that way. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, when you've been brought up a certain way, it don't matter who you meet. You know what I'm saying? You're going to actually take care of your situation. You know what I mean? And I think that all men need to understand that in order for them to have a good woman and a lot of stuff can happen good at their house, you know, they take care of their responsibility at home. They make sure that they women are good and all that stuff like that. And they women will definitely make sure that they good. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to do the half 50-50 stuff, I'm telling you within a couple years, that ain't going to work because that lady might not make the same amount of money. And she going to be like, man, I can't pay 50-50 because you make more money. You know what I'm saying? So the understanding part of it is like people just need to understand the role sometimes can reverse. You can have a lot of ladies making a lot of money more than a guy. You know what I mean? And they might be the breadwinner. You know what I'm saying? And you might have the guy that actually sacrificed a lot to actually make sure that they women went to school to actually get their degree and all that stuff like that. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right. G-Man, any other thoughts? I think G-Man hit it right on the head. G-Man couldn't have said it any better. And women would hurt men also because... And G-Man's right there following through.
Oh, I got some technical difficulties.
Yeah, reconnecting, yeah.
Well, I'm all about the splits myself.
You all about the splits?
I'm all about the splits.
Oh.
I'm all about the splits. The split's going to be like if I got the rent. Let's say the rent is... $15 or whatever. You can cover the utilities. Is it gonna balance out to the $15? No. But you know, you gotta pay something. You know. I got you. I'll help you. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. You gotta be splits.
Yeah, I do the I'm like that also. Like if I got the rent, then you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking you got the lights. But it's not because it doesn't compare. You know what I'm saying? Now, we might go half on the phone, depending on the situation. But, yeah, we normally do split. Like, normally.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. Like, every person do it a little different. Because once I end up doing it that way, I end up having the whole paycheck. You know what I'm saying, to myself. You know what I'm saying? I end up having more money than I ever had because I was able to actually establish that boundary. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then for me and all that stuff like that, it was actually easy for her to actually say, okay, so now you know how cell phones work now. The cell phones work a little bit different. You know what I mean? So now she got to pay the cell phone bill. She got to buy a grocery. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So if she got to buy shit, and it don't change. You know what I'm saying? So So you imagine you got a dang on cell phone bill like $200 or $300, then you got a grocery bill a month for like $400, $500, $600, $700 because everything now went up. You know what I mean? So what I'm just saying is that each person is different. But since I started doing that, it was easy for me to have more money. You know what I mean? Yeah. And a good mental health.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then I don't have to actually look over my shoulder and say, hey, man, did I pay this? Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, look, now the system actually already got a setup that you can actually have it automatically withdrawn out of your account. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And I want to remind you fellas not to say too much on G-Man, but G-Man, from my research, G-Man is in the top 5% of wage earners in the U.S.
Hey, whoa. Stop it.
Oh, damn.
I had to get
him
over y'all.
G-Man. Don't say that.
G-Man is on the top 5% of wage earners in the U.S. Yes. Yeah, I had to eat him up on that. I'm not there, but G-Man is there.
I am not there.
Yes, you are.
I'm not there.
G-Man, I know because I pulled the research up.
I mean, but dude, I'm going to tell you the saddest stuff about it. You know what kind of underwear I wear right now? Ain't no Fruit of the Loom. It's great value. Hey,
Say great value. Don't,
you ain't know Walmart got their own underwear?
Yeah. Don't let G-Man fool you.
No. No, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Walmart got their own underwear now.
Don't great let value. G-Man fool you. G-Man hugs you. But Juicy.
Yeah, I appreciate like what you said. I mean, the only sad part about it is that these days that you have to, and I know somebody, I really, really know somebody that already been doing it in a situation that they need love, but all the person that they were dealing with is like trifling. Yeah. At the end of the day, they will take them out to eat dinner and all that stuff like that. Oh, at the end of the day, they'll pay for this and that and that. But once they get what they got, you know what I mean? And once they actually end up doing it a couple times and all the stuff like that, now they actually like go ghost. You know what I'm saying? And then you got the woman chasing behind the guy and say, hey, what happened? Yes. What did I do? No, you ain't did nothing.
Yes.
You ain't did nothing.
Yes. Juicy. G-Man said it right. Think about this. I got to think on it myself.
No, you go. You go. Yes.
But what G-Man is saying is that a lot of times, let me tell you something. A lot of times, regardless of how you feel mentally, there's some men that don't deserve you.
That's right.
And then a lot of times there's some men that women may not deserve.
That's right.
So a lot of times, like I say, when you've lived as long as me and G-Man,
whoa, why are you
exactly. Yeah, exactly. 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 The two of y'all, y'all seen a lot of things.
What's that, Rodolphe? Fella.
Oh, I didn't say nothing. That was Gerard.
Gerard, what was that?
No, I agree. I agree. Y'all two seen a lot of things.
You old school.
I said what? Oh, we got a message.
All right. You old school.
Hi, guys. Just listening to what you guys are talking about. I thought it was funny when you guys were like, you do the splits. And you're like, oh, I'll help her. Like, are you guys married? Like, do you consider that, you know, like helping your wife? Or are you guys just living with people and splitting bills? I just want to know what the context is.
So let me tell you this. I'm married, but I don't split anything. The only reason the only reason why I don't split anything is easy for me. You know what I'm saying? Every household is different. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather her just take care of the necessity of things. You know what I'm saying? I take care of the majority of the stuff because that's who I am. You know what I'm saying? And I love having a paycheck. You know what I'm saying? My first paycheck go to paying every single thing. My second paycheck go to me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm good with that. Like, if I had everything split, I had to actually try to figure out, okay, so we splitting everything. We splitting this. We splitting that. That's a headache. So why not just go ahead and nip that in the bud and just say, I'll pay for this, that, and that, and all that stuff like that. And you take care of this, that, and that. You know what I mean? And it works out for me now. Every household is different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, look, let me just go ahead and say this, too. Now, we go out to eat dinner. Yeah, the first time, I can't go out because I ain't got no money. You know what I mean? I don't pay everything. So, of course, she got to pay everything. Mm-hmm. But the second time, I got enough money to actually take care of the whole, like I'm good. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm basically saying is that every guy is different.
Yes.
Every household is different. And I guess that's why, like, a lot of people say, hey, you can pick back this, you can pick back that, you should have this amount of money, you should have that amount of money, because you actually live in a certain, you know, way, you know?
Yeah, yes. I have to agree with G-Man. Well said. My wife is retired, which lets you know that we're up there pretty good. But now you got to remember, now we've been through it all. But I'm not retired yet.
Why are you still working?
cause I want to. Anyway, my wife is retired. I'm not, but yet I don't bother her. Even when she wasn't retired, she paid a small percentage of the bills, and I paid the majority of the bills because I made more. Now I can imagine if she made more than I did, thinking like this modern generation, I would have allowed her to pay most of the bills, mm-hmm. but it just wasn't that way.
Yeah.
My wife, she paid just a small percentage of everything, and I did not mind. But I would tell her sometimes, as G-Man said, I said, all right, babe, I'm paying most of the stuff. She wants to go out to eat. I said,
hey, I ain't got no money. You're going to have to take care of yourself. Yes, you're going to hold on to your pocketbook all you want. I ain't washing no dishes.
That's what I would tell her. I ain't washing no everything dishes. G-Man is saying. I don't wash dishes.
Let me just go ahead and tell you this now. Yes. So when that happened, when you ain't got no money, jump in her car in a passenger side. Let her drive.
I do.
You know why? Because if she's driving to the restaurant of her chosen, I told you I ain't got no money now. This is on you.
Yes, and so she had no problem with it. Yes, that's the way it has worked for, I guess, 35, 36.
Dang, you been married years. That long?
No, I've been with her that long, though we haven't been married that long. Like 36 years.
Juicy said you from the old school.
Yes. So, you know,
Juicy said you and your underwear from the old school.
My underwear from the old school. I wear Fruit of the Looms. 34 on the side of the body, so ladies, I'll take them.
Oh, shit.
I don't wear the Walmart brand.
I'm telling you,
G-Man don't wear the Walmart brand either.
I got the Walmart brand. I got Great Value. You ain't never had the Great Value one?
Hey, fellas.
I got it on right
wear,
now.
I ain't wearing no Great Value underwear.
Man, that's the best kind of underwear.
I'm wearing the Hanes.
Let me tell y'all this.
Fruit of the Looms.
Let me let y'all know. The Great Value one. As soon as your ball sacks hit the sack, it warm it up.
What do you think about a man make income is in the top 5%?
No, stop saying that. You better stop saying that. 5%. You can't say
Don't try to silence that.
IRS will be all over me. Well, don't say that.
Pay your tax bill.
I ain't gonna pay nothing. I'm telling you right now.
Hey, fellas, you need to pay a tax bill.
I ain't got it. Dude, that should tell you something if I'm buying underwear from Walmart.
Yeah.
That should tell you. I ain't got it. $6.99.
No, that just means you're frugal.
Exactly.
Shoot, you go inside Walmart, it's a Great Value band. Them things is white, blue, and red.
He's being cheap.
And they got the mag sign on it. Make America great again.
And he's making plenty of money, but he's being cheap. That's what it tells us.
We got a message.
Oh, man.
And as far as that, right, as far as that goes, dang, can I have my face, brother? As far as, like, women not being down for a man, again, it just goes back to them protecting themselves. Because nowadays, you can't be nice. We can't be nice to you. To the niggas that's under y'all, because they gonna take it for granted. Oh man, she looking out for me. She do this, and that. Man, she make sure I'm good. Oh man, this boy finna use the hell out of this lady. Her genuine kind heart. Oh man. I stopped being nice to niggas for real, because I don't mind paying for the date here and there, just depending.
Oh. Well, I will say for that previous question, as far as with the splits and saying the helping out, that's like we're gonna be splitting like the main bill. So like when it comes to the groceries and stuff, that's stuff that we will get together. You know what I mean? Like I may get it, you may get it, but for the most part, we're gonna get that together. Now the helping out gonna be, all right, your car needs to be serviced. I cover you with that, you know. Or if there's anything that come up that you need to take care of, I will
I got you to help you with that. You know, if that makes sense. You know, it's like, yeah, it's like essentially like everything isn't all about just about your bills. You know, mm-hmm, we in it together, but at the same time, you know, I'm not footing everything. It's just not like I got to see you doing something as well. Mm. That's my take on the splits. You know, it ain't nothing deep about it. It's just, nah, if this is together, then that means we do it together.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. You know. And that's like I said earlier, everybody's different. You know what I mean? Like splitting bills is good and all that stuff like that. So what if that person not working? You know what I'm saying? So I mean, like I said, for most of us and all that stuff like that, the understanding part of it is really, really like whatever the situation is in the household.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's when you make that. Yeah, that's when you make that adjustment. Now if you're not working, then I can't expect you to, what you call it? That means I got us. You know, we're gonna make it work. We're gonna make it through it. But as long as you're working, and I'm working. Because if it was the opposite, you would still expect me to help foot something, you know.
Yeah, and you know, and like I said earlier, is that it's not.
I'm just all about balance.
Yeah.
Well, I think this was a great conversation.
I thought you were gonna say what your splits was.
Oh, mine was like yours. Like basically like how yours is. In certain situations I did pay all the bills. And I would say that was probably in my second marriage I did. And but in, you know, the last one it was more or less we split, you know what I'm saying? So, cause we looked at it like we were a team. Yeah. So it's one of them. If I didn't have it, she had it, vice versa, or whatever. But you know, but that's how it worked.
My bro, may house. I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
May I ask you something?
Oh yeah.
Uh huh.
You was good to her, weren't you? I say you was good to her, weren't you?
What do you mean? As far as what?
That second marriage. Do you?
Yeah.
I'm asking mm-hmm. this. Can you see what you done that might have resulted in the divorce, that second one?
Oh, divorce the second one?
Be truthful.
I'm gonna be truthful. Now, a lot of stuff I didn't know until after the fact. But she was a serial cheater. She was a cheater before we got together, and she was a cheater when we was together, and you know what I'm saying? And it was just one of them things, but that's what basically killed the marriage.
Yeah, man, I'm going to tell you this. Here's my issue. I have learned, and I'm married. I've been with my wife. I've been married to her 20-something years, and I've been with her 30-something years. And I don't care who hears this. But before we were married, I cheated on her, and she knows it. But once I got married, I didn't cheat anymore. But when we were married,
man, you a cheater.
I was a cheater. But when I married, it sent me to different things. But I figured, did you know that about 80% of all divorces are initiated by the woman? And well, here's the problem. Me and G-Man talked about this earlier. With men, see, with men, even if we're unhappy, we try to work things out.
Yeah, yeah.
If there's something wrong, we try to work it
out. That's right, we do.
Well, women, we're logical. You are logical regardless how you put it. Road Dog is logical regardless how he put it. He thinks things through before he do anything.
That's right.
A G-Man is logical. I am logical. That's just the way we are.
Do we ever think with our head? I'm not talking about the.
I used to think with my little head, but they used to get me in trouble. I don't think with my little head anymore.
Look, let me tell G-Mac. You this. Let me and you hold your thought.
I'm gonna hold my thought, and I'm coming this. Back to y'all, fellas.
A guy at my job was telling me the last couple of days that it's a new medicine that'll make you feel like you're 17 years old again.
Is that why? Here we go again.
I'm just saying.
Here we go again.
Gerard, I don't give a damn about being 17 no more. Gerard, I don't give a damn about being 17.
He said, I ain't trying to be 17.
He's 55 years old.
He needs to sit down somewhere.
And he said he just like a little dang on little pony. He just jumping around. He said R. Kelly ain't got nothing on him. Ain't no temperature rising more than his temperature rising at 55 years old. Yeah. Let me go ahead.
Hey, Gerard. He said all he got is hard dick and bubble gum.
That's right.
But my brother, back to the subject, we find that here in the United States, this is among all races, that
Why are you trying to take us to school, man?
Because I enjoy doing so.
Why are you taking me to school?
I keep up with stuff like this. About 80%, some say 70%, some say 80%. 80% of all divorces are initiated by the woman, right?
No. 65% of it is because of the guy.
No, it's not.
Because your wet willy won't go inside somebody else's wet willy.
Okay, I don't think so. But anyway, fellas, 80% of all divorces are initiated by the woman.
Give me some information.
Teach me. And they actually went to the our website based on the blacks.
You better not say Colombia.
I have to look it up for you.
It's Colombia. They got some stuff going on in Colombia. So
I ain't
don't
looking
say
it up. My back hurts. Throw something else in there on G-Man. But anyway, think about this.
What's wrong with your back?
I don't know why my back hurt. 80%.
You were stroking like Clarence Carter?
I'm stroking. Hey, fella, 80% of all divorce, 70-80% of all divorce are initiated by women.
Yeah.
And this is back on this subject of, do ladies have a man's mentality? Anyway, and guess what? They're initiated not by the man, but by the woman. And me and G-Man talked about this before we came on air. And we talked about this. You know, we get in, G-Man is a mess, but we get in some serious conversation. And 80% of the, and if you ask a woman, they'll say, guess what they'll say? They'll say, oh yeah, he was a good man. He provided for me. He provided for the family. He paid the bills. He was this, he was that. He was just fantastic. And then you say, why did you divorce? Oh, I was bored. I was unhappy. You would never get on YouTube, get on TikTok, and pull up a video finding a man saying, I divorced a woman because I was unhappy. You're not going to find it. But you'll find thousands of videos of women saying, I divorced a man because I was unhappy. I didn't feel fulfilled. I thought I could do better. And what they really think is the grass is greener on the other side. I'm not being hard on women. Like I say, hopefully we'll get into the men next. And this is the issue. They think the grass is greener on the other side when the grass isn't green on the other side.
So let me ask you a question. So what if your underwear got a line across it in the screen?
You got a message.
What the hell G-Man talking about?
We got a message.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Go ahead and play the message, brother.
How you doing today, gentlemen? I'm just listening, looking at the title. Do ladies today have a man's mentality? Oh, the answer to that is definitely yes. Listen to the vocabulary of modern day times. Words like boss bitch or scrong or woman king. All that persons masculine energy. But here's the contradicting part. Not only do they got a man's mentality, but then the contradicting part is they want biological men to treat them like soft ladies.
Yes.
Make that make sense. They got to pick a struggle. You want to be treated like a lady or you want to be treated like a man. If you want to have a man's mentality, we might as well treat you like a man, right?
Yes. Amen, brothers.
You got one more. One more message.
Hey, G-Man, I'm sitting here listening, and you threw out a statistic that we all have heard before. You said that, did we know that 80% of women who are married do the divorcing? That means they actually go file for the divorce, right? And every time we see that statistic and women hear that, they don't disagree with the statistic. They agree with it. But you know what they say? Did men ever ask why? Like, the why matters, right? But if we were to turn that around and say a high percentage of men do the sexual harassing out in the streets, you know what I mean? Nobody would care about the reason why. They just want your ass to stop harassing women. Nobody cared to dive deep into why. But I'm sure men got a reason why. What they do, right? But my point is nobody care. But if it's a high percentage of women that do something, now women want to ask and get into the whys as if we care. The point is, you do it.
And that was JP that said that. G-Man was talking about green stripes and white underwear or something.
G-Man ain't got no shirt. Y'all know that.
But
you ain't never been working in
the
go ahead.
Huh? No, I'm gonna say we'll be on for another 10 minutes, then we got to wrap it up. Because I have to post the show tonight.
Yes. Hey fellas, G-Man, you got any thoughts in the outtime?
No, the only thing I would skin rain say is that, you know, the funniest part about life is that we all had that watermelon moment. You never pick a watermelon before in the farm?
Yes, I picked them.
And you had a green, white underwear in the green line?
No, G-Man.
No.
I ain't never had no green line in my drawers.
You ain't never had that?
What they got to do? G-Man, what they got to do when we talking about?
G-Man don't know.
It's about the man mentality. Yeah.
But not, y'all know G-Man, y'all know. But not, do ladies today have a man's mentality? Even the women have answered that for us.
But most women want to. Most women, so think about it. So most women want to be the head of their own household. They don't want no man. What I'm saying is, think about it for a second.
I'm thinking, G-Man.
So if you think about it, most women want their own house. They, I mean, look, you come visit. Yes. Look, just imagine I come visit this woman, right?
Uh-huh.
She's like, hey, we're going to eat, but you got to go home.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So most women want their own thing, you know what I mean? Their own house.
Modern
they don't want, yeah, they don't want it. They want to control their own narrative, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then for us and all that, we quick the, like, hey, you can spend the night, but you can't come back till next week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they'll do the same thing,
G-Man.
You think so?
Yeah. But when I was young and single and had other women, that's the way they done me.
They kick you out?
No, they kicked my leg. Like, hey, you can't stay the whole night. I say, why not? Because they have another Pookie and Ray Ray on the way. Hey, I just got to tell me like it is. But fellas, a good topic. Do ladies today have a man's mentality? Yeah, and we know we're not speaking on all. We've enjoyed the input, especially from Juicy. Juicy seems like one of the more ones that have really thought about the situation.
Juicy went through something.
Yes, she's Juicy, been hurt.
I can be your therapist.
Yes, Juicy has been. I'm going to hurry up. She's probably been with some of these bad boys.
Yeah.
But now I can tell you, the five guys here.
I got a PhD in that.
Yes, the five. Yes, he's got a PhD. That's a fact.
Yeah,
he used to be a bad boy, too. He's talking about JP being a bad boy. He used to be a bad boy. No, check this out. You got us guys.
And
we old school. And we see how things have changed. And we know that women want a good woman, not a...
We got all good women. Think about it.
Okay.
So think about it. We got a bunch of good ladies out here.
We do.
But what turned the good lady into a bad lady.
A bad boy.
There you go.
Yes, and a bad woman, a bad female turns a good guy into a pookie and a ray ray. Those that not already just natural pookies and ray rays.
Yep.
Yes, but anyway, but we've enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
We hope somebody gets one more message. Benefit from it. Okay.
It's no shade, but it just. I'm not talking about y'all, but I just feel like men who don't like women having a man mentality just really mad cause she up on her shit now. Like, I'm not saying this is all men's motive, so don't beat me up, but it's just like she ahead of the game now. Like, she knows better. Like, you can't play with her. She ain't to be played with cause she already know, you know, she already know the game. She know, she know how to play it. Like, she knows how to, you know, maneuver. Although we are emotional creatures, some of us are becoming, I'll just say balanced. Some of us are becoming balanced. And these men don't like, they don't like it.
That's what I'm saying. Your granddaughter, think about it.
We got one more.
Well, you know what's funny, fellas, about women trying to attempt to have a man's mentality? They do a bad job at it, but they try hard to have a man's mentality, and it's a turnoff to most men. Now, here's when we're okay with it. Here's where women lose trying to have a man's mentality. When it comes to sexual liberation, so-called sexual freedom, right? We want women to have a man's mentality when it comes to that, right? Because the ones that got a man's mentality, we're not going to marry them. We're not going to take them seriously. We don't want to legally tie or put our financially invest in them. We don't want to legally tie ourselves to them. We want them to have a man's mentality so they can, because a man will fuck anything. Give us a hole in a tree, we'll fuck it, right? So if a woman got a man's mentality, they give us the pussy easier and quicker and faster under so-called sexual liberation. Good. Please be liberated. Please have a man's mentality so we can fuck the shit out of you easy. You know what I mean? We like, that's an advantage right there.
Hey, I couldn't say that any better.
You got that right, Drizzle. Yes. And Juicy, we appreciate your thought. Yes.
All right. Well, all right. This was a great conversation. It'll be all five of us. What is it, next week or the week after?
It'll be the week after.
All right. Yeah. So since we talked about as far as the women's side of it, we can go ahead and talk about the men's side of it.
Yes, sir.
Next time.
Yes, sir.
Niggas ain't shit.
Exactly. Niggas ain't shit.
I don't like that.
That's gonna be the name of the topic. Niggas ain't shit.
Why can't it be ninjas ain't? But that sounds like a very interesting topic. But I don't think we can relate to it. But we'll see how it goes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Look, most definitely. Gerard, Road Dog, you guys just won't do right.
Yeah. Look, I'll tell you, it's funny.
But like I said, oh yeah. And we want to thank the listeners that we just picked up from the last episode. Where do we have? We picked up what, Germany?
Yeah.
So we have listeners in Germany now. Like I said, Kansas, Washington, D.C. Virginia, Georgia, Tennessee. So Canada again. And we want to say we appreciate. And then we appreciate the people that stopped through today, tonight, on stereo. And this show will be uploaded on all platforms tonight. So if you want to go back and listen to it, it'll be on all platforms.
Yes, sir.
So y'all got anything y'all want to say before we close it out?
Yes, sir. We appreciate you guys for the great, great job you two do.
And just remember, Pookies and Ray Rays ain't got nothing for you but hard dick and bubble gum.
And bubble gum.
And it's probably the gum out your pocketbook.
Exactly.
You got that right, brothers.
And we'll drink all your kids' juicy juice while you at work.
I love you, brothers.
Yeah, man. All right, love all right. You too.
Well, speaking for the, it was four of us this time. Okay, for the four, you know, three of the four old school. I appreciate y'all.
Oh, here we go.
Just want to say, y'all, you know, y'all have a good night. And like I said, this show will be uploaded everywhere tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This is for the three old people that's in this panel with me.
Oh, Lord. It's funny how he keeps saying the three old people. He was the one that said, yo, we got to wrap this up in 10 minutes.
Yeah, because on certain platforms, you know what I'm saying, I got to pay extra for extra blocks. So that's why I got to cut it short. You know what I'm saying?
Brothers, go y'all be blessed.
Got to go ahead and take my multivitamins and
all right.
I'm an ointment.
That's all right. Okay. I remember that when I'm taking my blood pressure medicine in the morning. But I'll talk to y'all later.
Me too.
All right.
Peace, brothers.
Peace. All right.